Ballots for the upcoming primary election are arriving in voters' mailboxes as we speak. There is a change in the process, though. Unaffiliated voters in Colorado are now able to cast votes in the primary. I spoke with El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Broerman to learn more about what voters should expect.
In 2016, in that presidential election, voters had before them Proposition 108 that allowed citizens who are unaffiliated voters to participate in partisan primaries. So unaffiliated voters will be able to participate in either the Democratic or Republican primary for the first time.
And how will that take place within the primary?
How that will operate is for unaffiliated voters, you will get both ballots and then just vote one and return only that one. Because in essence, what's happening on a primary is you have two simultaneous elections going on. You have the Democrat election and the Republican primary election. So you're only by law allowed to vote in one election at a time.
So just to summarize, make sure I understand, Chuck, voters will get two ballots in the mail, one for each party if they are unaffiliated.
Correct.
Fill out one, send only that one back, or the vote will not count.
Correct. If you vote both of them and you send that back, that will cancel your vote. And that's as prescribed in Colorado election law.
So sending out two ballots to everyone, that sounds like a lot of work. What has that process been like?
It is. It's a lot of work. I mean, 140,000 more voters are going to be participating because of that. So that's a bit more cost. Probably will cost El Paso County between the postage and the labor and processing $200,000. But that's good money spent to engage people and make them a part of the political process.
So let's talk about ballot security and how the ballots will be counted. That's a big newsworthy thing now.
Sure.
What's the process here?
Sure. You can rest assured that in Colorado, there was a number of articles that came out that their analysis is Colorado is the safest place in the country to vote. And there's many reasons for that. In Colorado, the clerk and recorders and the secretary of states, we work very well together. And we have worked over many, many years best practices to process the ballot and to ensure that every step of the way we have a chain of custody and we have a bipartisan team of folks that is at every step.
And what races are on the ballot?
Well, you have a number of races. I think probably the one that has the greatest visibility is for governor. You have a number of candidates for the Democratic Party, and then you have a number for the Republican Party. You have the state treasurer's race. Both those incumbents are term limited, so those are open seats. You have all of our state representative seats that are up, half of our state Senate seats that are up. You have our U.S. congressperson's race. And then you have all the countywide officials from sheriff to the assessor to the treasurer to the coroner, the surveyor, and even yours truly, the clerk and recorder, were all up this election. So a lot on the ballot, a lot to be decided on.
And you've covered this, but just since it's, I think, the most important, Chuck, can you tell me how people vote and where they can drop off a ballot for this
Sure.
upcoming primary?
So if you are already registered to vote, you'll be getting a mail-in ballot. If you have not registered before, you're new to Colorado, you can go to govotecolorado.com. And you can register online, and you can do that up until election day. And also, the postage on a return ballot is just one first-class stamp. Or in El Paso County, we have 15 drop boxes that are conveniently located. The average person's within just a few minutes, probably about 10 minutes is where 92% of the people are from a drop box, and they can drop it off without any cost of a stamp.
Okay. Well, I think that covers all of my questions. Anything else you want to add?
Thank you very much for giving this opportunity so we can inform the voters so they can have a voice in this election.
That was El Paso County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Broerman. The deadline to vote in the primary election is 7 p.m. on Election Day, June 26th. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.